I was in Michigan, and I was giving a speech the next morning. Now, whenever I give a speech the next morning, one of the things that I do is I run. Of course, I run every day. Right? So it was very cold in Detroit. So when it's cold, I decide to run inside rather than outside. And it's a nice choice. I didn't realize I had this choice a few years ago. I used to always go out and struggle through the cold nights and all of that when I arrived in a city and had to do my running. Now I just take a pair of shorts and a T-shirt, and I run in the corridor of the hotel. Whatever hotel I'm staying in, there's nobody in there, and it's carpeted, and it's air-conditioned, or it's warm, or whatever, and I just do my running up and down the corridor. And I don't look in the faces of the people who happen to be coming in for room service. I just don't look at them because they just think that that's a very strange thing to do. But I don't run my life based upon other people thinking what I'm doing is strange. I want to do my running, and that's the only thing that I have in mind. That's the goal. So I was out there running up and down the corridor, and in room 226, there's this screaming going on. This woman is screaming at her husband, and you can hear the whole scene unfolding. And he was supposed to have been there by 4 o'clock, and he didn't get there till 6 o'clock. I could tell you the whole story of their life based on this screaming, because as it got real good, I would slow down going by room 226, right? Because there's so much material in hotel rooms and in corridors. I picked up a lot of good material. And she was upset, and she was screaming. And I had my watch on, and I was timing myself, and 8 minutes would go by. And she was still talking to him about how he had ruined her day and how she had to watch his kids. He had two kids that she had to watch, and they were married, but these were children from another marriage. I got all of this going up and down the hallway. And so 10 minutes would go by, 15 minutes would go by. I'm running out there for an hour and a half. Right? I'm preparing myself for a talk the next morning, and I'm getting all the material that I need. And 15 minutes go by, and she's still on it, all right? And then 15 minutes later, she's still talking about the very same thing, how upset she was and how dare you, and you ruined my day, and there's not much to do in a motel, and you have the gall. You don't even give me the consideration that you would give a babysitter. You didn't even announce to me that you were going to. You just assumed that here I am, and I'm going to take care of your children, and you are out partying, and you're having a good day. And this is exactly the way she would do. And this went on, and this went on. 45 minutes later, she's still doing it. And by that time, it was clear to me why he didn't come home, okay? I mean, who would want to come home to somebody who is going to just, and for 45 minutes, say the same thing? I wasn't into who was right or who was wrong. I thought about how there was a time in my life when I could have done the very same thing and probably did do the very same thing. I would get very angry at somebody in my family if they did something that I thought victimized me in a certain way. And now, at this age, at this date, this person that is talking right now, I couldn't be in that situation. There's no possibility for me to be in that situation. I couldn't allow somebody else's behavior, no matter how close they were in my life, to send me into this kind of a tantrum, this kind of anger, this kind of rage, this kind of indecency in terms of how you're treating someone that you really love who has just made a mistake or whatever it may be. I couldn't do that. And that's the nice thing about getting more enlightened as you move through life. The clock never turns backwards. Once you experience that nobody else can control your emotions, you don't get it because you've read my books or listened to my tapes or done any of that. You get it because you experience it and you go through it. Then you get to the point where it's impossible for you to go backwards. The clock can't move back. And when somebody else started talking to me, if my wife talked to me in the way that that man was being talked to, I would have so many available options to make sure that I wasn't treated that way, including leaving. Or certainly not letting someone just stand there and berate me. But I wouldn't even be in a relationship at this point with someone who would conduct themselves that way. And I also wouldn't be inconsiderate enough to not call. But whatever it is, I couldn't go to the place any longer where somebody else's behavior could have that kind of control over me. I would just simply see it as, this is where they are. This is what they've got to work on. I wouldn't say that to them because then they would say, oh, yeah, just give me some of your fancy psychologist stuff. I would just simply let that go. Well, that's how I lost my hair. Okay, I let that stuff just go over my head. It just goes whoosh, whoosh. You know, and enough times it goes over the top of your head, and that's how I feel that I lost it, because I let it all just go right over my head. I don't own it any longer. And the beautiful thing about it is the way not to own it is simply don't think the way that you used to think. Don't process it the way you used to process it. Don't blame somebody else for your upset. I would have told that lady, if she were a client of mine, you taught him how you want to be treated. You see, you get treated in your life the way you teach people to treat you. You taught him over a long period of time that you are someone who is willing to permit that kind of behavior and that kind of conduct. So instead of being upset with him, look at yourself and say, what is it about me that I have allowed this person to treat me in this way? What do I have to change so that I don't feel so abused and victimized rather than blaming the victimizers and the people who act that way? And when you teach somebody over a lifetime what you're willing to put up with, then they will go as far as they can with that kind of negative conduct towards you. So you take the responsibility for how you get treated in your life. Throughout life, you have to do that. You have to do it in everything. I have found that the ways to deal with people who are rude on the telephone is to let them know that I am not a person who is going to tolerate that kind of conduct. I have found that when somebody at a ticket counter or a bank teller or whatever reacts to me in a certain way, first thing I do is I say to myself, this is their behavior. They own this. All right? I try to remind myself of that instantaneously. This is their behavior. And I try to react with some kind of kindness. If that doesn't work, I immediately go to someone else or to a superior or whatever, or I leave that situation. I will not stand there and be physically or mentally or intellectually or spiritually abused by anyone, ever. Because I know that if you allow that to happen, it's because I have given that person permission to treat me that way. And it's amazing. Most of the time, kindness and love really works to get other people to understand that they can't treat you that way. But if it doesn't, then you have to go to plan B, and you have to go to plan C, and to plan D. And it all comes from this internal belief in who you are as a human being. You see, if you think you're so valuable that you should never be abused, right? Because you would never abuse something that was really valuable. Supposing you had a beautiful vase that was worth $50,000. Right? You would never abuse that. You wouldn't play catch with it. You wouldn't throw it on the floor. Right? You would probably put it into some kind of safekeeping place and where it couldn't be damaged and so on. You wouldn't abuse something that you thought was very valuable. Right? Well, the same thing is true of yourself. If you think of yourself as very valuable, very important, very significant as a human being, then you would never, ever allow yourself to abuse it, and you wouldn't allow someone else to abuse it.